Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. Tweet us your movie suggestions at those handles or join our Discord where you can also give us your movie suggestions. This is our movie podcast, so that makes sense. We get suggestions in there. We make a poll question with all those suggestions and then you vote. It's a democracy or something. That's old fashioned. And so that's what this is. That's what this episode is. This one's your movie, and I'll get to that in a second. Twitch, we are on Twitch, and I finally did change the name of the Twitch handle. So it's twitch.tv/TSBpod. We're TSB Pod on all of the things. So go ahead and get on all the things and look for TSB Pod because that's where you'll find us. Other than YouTube, which is just the Sports Brewery, I post those streams from Twitch onto YouTube so you can watch the videos there if you miss them. There. That's all of the things. To the movie. The movie this week is your movie, and it comes from Charles in our Discord. Charles and Phoenix in our Discord. I don't think he's...
Charles and Scottsdale.
Scottsdale, yeah, okay. I
thought it was Yuma.
Yeah, yeah. He gives us Smokey and the Bandit, which, as I said, our Discord also voted on. So Smokey and the Bandit is our movie. It is currently on Netflix, by the way, as is Smokey and the Bandit 2, if you're interested in watching both of them.
I don't think anyone was interested in watching that one.
It exists, and it's there. I'm a journalist. I'm just like, I'm reporting the news. This movie came out in 1977. It has a 72% on Rotten Tomatoes, a 7 out of 10 on IMDb, and a 50 on Metacritic. Metacritic doing. This movie stars, if you don't know, Burt Reynolds as Bandit, Sally Field as Carrie, Jerry Reed as Cletus, Mike Henry as Junior, Paul Williams plays Little Enos, Pat McCormick plays Big Enos, Jackie Gleason plays Sheriff Buford T. Justice of Portague County.
Jackie Gleason,
man. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Let's see. Story by Hal Needham and Robert Levy. Screenplay by James Lee Barrett, Charles Shire, and Alan Mendel. Shire also wrote the movies The Parent Trap, Jumpin' Jack Flash, and Father of the Bride. It's crazy that you go from this to those, but cool. Good for him. The directorial debut of Hal Needham, who was a Hollywood stuntman for his entire career before directing this movie. And he also went on to direct the second one as well as Cannonball Run. He basically did the Burt Reynolds stuntman movies.
I forgot about Cannonball Run. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're going to be a stuntman and become a director, those are kind of some bangers, I got to say.
I believe he was a stuntman for Burt on Gator.
Where he kind of came up
with this idea for Smokey the Bandit.
And did you guys see that the Oscars, I think today, just announced that for the first time, they will hand out an Oscar for the best stuntman.
Really?
Yeah. Took him long enough.
Right? I guess the guy who did this movie couldn't need him.
I get it.
Needed him?
He needed him.
Yeah.
So do we give Tarantino credit for that or Brad Pitt? Because they glorified the stuntman? Is that... Yeah.
Well, Tom Cruise should win every one because he's his own stuntman.
Yes, yeah, that was my first thought when I saw the news. Like, oh, for fuck's sake, yeah. Tom Cruise is just gonna win like 5 of these because Jesus.
And Jackie Chan gets a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yes,
100% deserved.
Yeah, totally. By the way, I glossed over the real star of this movie, and that is the 1977 Pontiac Trans Am. Because that is, I think, if anybody really steals the show in Smokey and the Bandit, it is that vehicle. I mean, it got away from every single police car it came across. It was driving on and off road. It, you know,
jumps helped bridges,
helped seal the deal with Sally Field for Burt Reynolds. I mean, Burt Reynolds kind of did that himself. Let's be honest. The mustache sells itself. I don't think you really need me to tell you that, but I'm just saying. That car, tell you what, tell you what. Let's see, box office for this or budget for this movie was 4.3 million. The box office was 127, and I Googled it, and Google did the math for me, what that translates to 2025, and that is $666 million today. 666 is weird. It's weird, but that's
Fucking
how
devil
much.
movie is what this is.
Amen. Amen, brother. Okay, so what's the plot?
Probably the dumbest plot in the history of movies.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't even fully know if so Big Enos, Little Enos, they're just fucking rich Atlanta guys, right? And they
And by the way, Burt Reynolds called him a pygmy? He called
yeah.
him a pygmy at the
Oh
end of this
yeah,
movie.
he was shitting on Little Enos the whole time. But
Okay.
they make it seem like it's a bet, right? Bandit doesn't have budget. Bandit didn't really come up where you know, if we don't do this, where am I going to come up with 80 grand to pay off this bet? So it almost doesn't seem like a bet,
It's not a
right?
bet, it's like a challenge.
It
If
was just
you're
a
able to
challenge,
do
right?
it, you get
Yeah.
money. If you're not, then you don't get the money. But I'm probably going to give you the money anyways. Like that's the sense I got from them. Cuz he's like here, like at the end they deliver everything and he's like, "Hey, I need a car and
But
I need my
he
money."
does
He's like,
say,
"Here, take the Cadillac. That
yeah.
makes that means an even 10 for me now." Like, I don't care.
They do say double or nothing, like it is an actual bet. So I never know
Yeah.
if this is a bet or just like a, hey, can you do this thing?
Did they not explore that in Smokey and the Bandit 2,
I
Ski? I
don't believe
assume
they
you've seen
did.
it. I assume you've seen it.
Have, but they didn't delve too deep in the ins and outs of the
Right.
gambling side of it.
Of the Enos brothers?
No, father son.
Father son?
Yeah.
Is he? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think that's
apparently,
explained.
the crux of this movie
Thank you.
is that
Love a good crux.
Bandit needs to drive to
Crux too.
Texarkana.
It's in the song.
Yes, it is. Get to Texarkana for 400 cases of Coors and bring it back to Atlanta in, what was it, 28 hours, 26 hours? I think they had to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the plot of the movie because
28 hours, 28. I wrote it
28
down.
hours. Also, we, I mean,
Quick aside, did you guys know the second T in Atlanta is silent?
Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Atlanta.
Yeah, Atlanta.
Atlanta. I don't
Yeah.
think you pronounce either T. I think you go Atlanta.
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 Oh, I thought it
Atlanta.
was
Atlanta.
Atlanta. I thought it was.
Yeah. I think that's how
But
people, I think that's how people from there say it.
you know, the locals.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Terry Pendleton.
Yeah, Terry Pendleton does, Mark Lemke does, you know, everyone does.
Jeff Blauser.
Blouser, oh yeah, Sid Bream, they all do. But so we have to, in our current time, 2025, we have to believe that it is illegal to move and or drink a banquet beer east of Texarkana.
So I was going to ask you that. Why is Coors illegal? And
That's Bud Country.
it's
Yeah,
seemingly
Bud Country.
it's only illegal in Georgia, like seemingly,
Yeah.
right? Like
No, they said
why?
it east
No,
of
yeah, just
Texar.
east of
They said east of
Texarkana.
Texarkana.
Yeah. So
Did
that's Budweiser territory, boy.
I think I did look this up. I couldn't gauge it if it was real or not. It was something about how they canned Coors Light that like doesn't have like a super long shelf life. So you like weren't allowed to distribute it outside of a certain amount of miles from Rocky Mountains.
Okay,
That's
so
changed.
that can't be real. That
That's
can't be
what it
real.
said.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that's not real, and I'm assuming what Hal Needham and team did was they when they were making up this fake world for Smokey and the Bandit that is based in reality is they were just like, "You know what? We need a plot device here." And we're gonna make it so Coors specifically is
Yes.
illegal, and that this guy and his son really, really want Coors for a party. So much so that they're gonna pay him to drive 20, like he has to deliver 400 cases of Coors within 28 hours, and then we're gonna pay him.
Yes.
That's our plot.
That is the plot. Yes.
That is the plot. And then the wrinkle at the end is they gotta drive to Boston to get clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder, yeah, because they really want clam
But
chowder. That's
because
18 hours to Boston, by the way.
so the bandit, he's
Which by the way, real quick, Boston considerably farther than like Georgia to Texas. Like considerably farther. Like that is,
don't know.
I think it is. I'm pretty sure.
Everything up in the Northeast is all close to each other, so
Okay.
it's like,
And by the way, they got to drive there and back. So there's that in 18 hours. He's gonna have to haul.
but the funniest part of it, or not the, but a comical part to it. So they make the bet, right? They just go up to Bandit and say, "Hey, do this." And he says, "Hey, I need some money because I need to go get myself a blocker car."
Yep.
Apparently, it doesn't take that long to go get yourself
To get one?
to
Yeah.
get a car.
Yeah. And not just a car, like a brand new Trans Am.
A
Like,
brand new one.
yeah.
Because that's eating into your 28 hours. I mean,
Yeah. You gotta go to a dealership. You gotta find a Trans Am. I clearly didn't test drive it. He just took it out of the lot and started driving it
so he had to
around
go
like
get the
a,
car,
yeah.
then he had to go convince Snowman to drive the big rig for him.
Cletus.
That's at least half a day right there.
Yeah. That's cutting into your 28 hours. I think we can say that. Let's assume that whole process takes like 4 hours. So now you got 24 hours. You have one day to make this happen.
They tend to take a lot of breaks
They weren't
also.
driving at night. Did you notice that too?
Yeah.
It was light out the entire time. So
The entire time.
huh.
So, because we're talking about Coors Banquets, right? Because
Oh
it's
yeah.
what this movie revolves around.
Oh yeah.
I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna go. I haven't golfed since a little bit before Thanksgiving,
We're coming
okay?
up on that season, right? The banquet season.
Yep.
Yep.
And so I've had this can of Banquet Coors in my golf bag, multiple golf bags, right? Forever.
I love that for you.
Full.
Yeah.
It is no longer full. It apparently split open at some time this winter.
Oh no. Listener,
And
he
I
is
don't know. I
listener, he
mean,
is
there's,
showing us the can
I
right now.
guess, no, it expired in like May of 2009. That's how long this thing has been in my bag.
It's a relic.
And it was given to me by TJ Reid, for those of you.
Oh, my guy.
Yeah, that's but it popped, so.
You got to put that in a
Well,
shrine.
I think now we're finding out why it was illegal to drive Coors east of the Mississippi.
Oh, is that why, Skeet?
That's why, right there.
Because it wouldn't last 16
Yep.
years in a golf
Need
bag.
that shelf life, man. Need that
Yeah,
shelf life.
it just yeah,
That's
the
awesome.
top just broke. That's too bad.
That's awesome. That is actually awesome. Like, I love that. I love everything about that Coors
I'm gonna keep it still. It's gonna still go in the bag.
Fucking A.
Shout out to TJ.
Shout out to TJ. Exactly. A piece of TJ is will always be with you in your golf
Yes.
bag.
Yes.
That's awesome. All right. Can I?
Question then also I have for you guys.
Okay, go for it.
So this movie also centers around that Bert's driving the blocker car, right? Why did he brought the heat onto him? They had no idea he's fucking bootlegging Coors. And it's not, he was, you can only drive that big rig so fast. It was like, why did you need the blocker car for in the
If
first place?
he's not there, the truck just drives straight there with no problems whatsoever.
Exactly.
Like the cop, like Sheriff Buford T. Justice of Portage County was only after the bandit. He was not after the truck. Nobody knew about the truck
Nobody knew about the truck.
until the very end of this movie. And they had no idea what was even in the truck.
No,
They didn't
exactly. It's
care.
a slight flaw to this movie is that of
Oh, really? Was there a hole in the
why didn't the bandit just drive the big
Plotsky?
rig himself? He would have made it in time.
Fair.
Speaking of holes, just holes in general.
Sure.
How come every time Smokey was like, "Oh shit, oh someone's on our tail," or this or that, we gotta take a side road.
And a tan
Every
farm?
side road was just right there,
Right there.
and it was just always available and clear for him. Just very easy. Oh,
Every.
I gotta cut through Mississippi back to Louisiana. Oh, that's easy. I'll just take this
This
road
road.
right there that no one else has ever found. And wow, it's very clear.
Yeah, let me peel out and I'll go right to this road that just happened
Yes,
to
of
be right
course you had
here.
to peel out first. Brake hard, peel
Yep.
out, fun. Yeah.
It's a Trans Am, buddy. What are you
That's
supposed to
true.
do? So, and also the fact that everybody uses CB radios in the late 70s. Like everybody, prostitutes, teenagers, old ladies who get in car accidents. Like literally everybody has a CB radio and they're all on the same frequency as Bandit and they're all helping them out, especially the prostitutes.
It's a community, man.
It is. It takes a village, you know?
Takes a
It
village.
takes a village to get Coors Light to Texarkana. Wait. From Texarkana?
From Texarkana.
From Texarkana. Where were they going?
To Atlanta.
Atlanta. They were going to Atlanta from Texarkana. Oh, yeah,
I
it's in the
mean,
song. Right.
it's in the
It's in the
song.
song. It's in the song. Yeah.
And especially, I don't know if you guys caught it, is there's the one song, if you think it's just one song, right? But there's two songs. As they're going to Texarkana, it's westbound and
Westward.
down,
Westbound and down. Yep.
18 wheels are rolling. And then they get the beer, and now they're eastbound and down.
That
So
song is an
it's two separate
onion.
songs, though.
That song is a bloomin' onion. It is. It really sets the tone, maintains the tone, and then closes out this movie. That song. Would this be Smokey and the Bandit without that song?
No.
No. It
This
really
movie
would.
is more the song to me than the actual movie.
It absolutely is. Yep.
And you know
Absolutely.
my love for movie songs also. This
Yeah.
is
Yep.
maybe the ultimate movie song.
Yep.
So, because they played the song a bazillion times.
Yes.
Am I the only one that wondered, did Danny McBride like
Or Eastbound and
name
Down.
it? Yeah, did he name it because he loved that? Because there's, kind of a rebel thing to it. Like, was there any.
Had to be. Where else would you come up with Eastbound and Down for?
Well, yeah, and it sort of fit with the character too, right? Because he was like down bad and also like going to visit his family in the South, right? And so he was going east from where he was. So I think it just fit with that too. It was kind of perfect. Yeah. Question. I was just going to Google it, but fuck it. I'll just ask you guys. When were seatbelts invented? Was it the eight? It was the 80s, right? Like, was it the early 80s?
No, it was before. I think it became a law like in the late 70s, early 80s.
All right, I'm Googling it. Let's see what AI says. January 1st, 1968, have been a federal requirement in all new passenger cars, but do you have to wear them? Yeah. And then individual states were enacted. The first mandatory seatbelt law in the U.S. was passed in New York in 1984. So, late
Didn't you ever?
70s, not a single car in this movie had seatbelts. Not one. And they were driving insane.
Mean, didn't you see like when COVID hit, and all they'd go to like local news, and be some guy like, I can't believe they're making us do wear these masks, and they're like, oh, here's a clip from 1979 when they're talking about people being forced to wear seatbelts, and the other one was drunk driving. You ever see that one?
The drunk driving one kills me.
This
Like,
guy's
all
like,
right, man, the government trying to tell me I can't get off work, drive home while drinking a couple of Coors. I thought this was America.
I can't drink three or four beers after work on my way home. Come on.
on, man.
Classic. Now,
Hot
granted, if you
Hunter
just worked in a
Biden's
mill,
America.
you worked in a mill all day or whatever. I'm gonna guess you could drink three Bud Lights or Bud Heavies and be perfectly fine, but that's besides the point.
All right. Follow-up question. Actually, not related, but a different question. Better ass, Burt Reynolds or Sally Field?
Oh, Sally Field, what a snack.
Smoke show. Absolute
See,
smoke show in this movie.
so clear out. Here's my weird, like, admitting thing is,
And we can't, we really shouldn't downplay Burt Reynolds, like, because
no, Burt Reynolds hot as fuck. Oh my
he
God.
was famous for it, like his mustache and his
Embers,
ass. Like, let's be
booty,
honest here.
everything. Just smoldering.
Yes, of
Come on.
course.
But I
We've
don't.
all seen Archer. Like, come on.
But this is my first time, and I'm sure I probably have, but I feel like Smokey and the Bandit is the first movie I had seen Sally Fields be young in. I've always pictured her old or older,
Yeah.
middle-aged to older,
This
but
is Mrs.
even,
Doubtfire, right? Like,
and this
that's
is
what I
sicko
picture.
shit. This is sicko shit.
Woo.
Do you guys remember that show? I believe it was on ABC. I think it was called Brothers and Sisters.
No.
They own like a winery in California somewhere. I believe Brothers and Sisters is what it was called. She was the matriarch of the family. And even though she was old, like they played her up, like she was old. I was
Yeah.
like, huh, I'd hit
Oh yeah. That came
70
out.
year old Sally
That came out.
Fields. I'd
That came
hit.
out in 2006. That came out. Do you
Yeah,
know how
I'd hit.
how
Definitely
old she
old.
was? Do you know how old she was in Smokey and the Bandit?
How
Guess.
old?
Guess.
21. How about you?
27.
31.
Oh, okay.
Oh, by the
Oh,
way,
okay.
for 31, Sally Field. Goodness
Woo!
gracious.
Golly! Golly! But here's why you.
Absolute, again,
Like a
absolute
cricket
smoke
on the
show.
movie pad, I'll be hopping towards that. Woo woo!
We've like borderline like been toxic masculine people on this podcast before. I'm fucking gonna embrace it with Sally Field. She's hot as shit in this movie.
Oh
Like
my God. Yeah, like,
I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah, the statute of age limitations are up. You can't say that about
yeah.
someone current, but Sally Fields, oh my
This was before
God.
I was born. I'm allowed to say it.
Lusting. Yeah, lusting.
Thank you. All right.
See, here's the problem is that, like, in her prime,
I
like,
see no problem,
in
but
no,
go ahead.
in her 20s, you know, and stuff, it's like, oh, I never saw Sally Field as like the hot chick.
Sure.
It's because every movie she was in like the mid 70s, early 80s, it was always like the pro feminist, like Norma Rae in like, you know, big serious movies. She was never in a action-y comedy
Well,
movie to like, you know.
I am a feminist, and so I relate to her and find that more attractive. So I don't know what your
Oh.
problem is, Ski, but you know, maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just me. It's okay. We're all different. We're all different parts of the rainbow. You know what I mean? She d was dating Burt Reynolds at the time, and apparently that was a big factor in her getting to be in this movie, because the studio did not think she was like funny enough or something like that for the part, which I don't know, maybe that's true, but I
That's
can't
weird because
pick.
I always thought she was like kind of funny,
Yeah,
quirky,
I can't picture this
more
movie
than
without her. Yeah, I really
funny,
can't.
quirky more than like the hot chick, right?
Yeah.
That was kind of her.
And we've seen like the outtakes from these movies where it's just them talking to each other, and it's like two people who are in a couple just talking to each other. And that honestly, like, that's sort of one of the charming things about this movie, I think, is you can tell it's just Sally Field talking to Burt Reynolds. You know, it's not Bandit talking to Carrie. It's just those two bullshitting, and then yeah. He only takes off his hat to bone, you know, and every man has a code. That's the only time he
Everyone's
takes his
okay.
hat off. Yep.
What was more shocking to you guys, late 70s racism or late 70s sexism?
It was all from the sheriff.
Bert did say when he was talking to Sally about like, oh, why I like driving big rigs, because I could stare down at the beavers as he's
Yeah.
driving by. And then Snowman said
Yeah.
many things about her ass.
Yeah,
Yes,
Snowman
yes.
was pretty pervy. Yeah,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Blatant sexism. I'm just like,
I mean,
I'm remembering the sheriff dropping the hard F, and you know, like
the shaking his head about the black guy as a sheriff. He's like, "What is this country coming
Man, like
to?"
he is problematic.
God, you
Because
son, some of a bitch. You
some
son
of
of
a
a bitch.
bitch. Like there were a few of the lines from him where I was like, is this like an inside joke? Like, is this Like, when
I
people saw
know.
this, like, in real time, were they like, ah, I got
Gleason,
you,
you fucking
Jackie
rascal,
Gleason,
right?
Gleason,
Yeah.
Jackie, you rascal? Or were
Yeah, I
they
think.
like, yeah, you want to know what? Yeah, what is that shirt flag?
You know what? And first thing I do when I get home is I'm gonna punch my wife in the face too. Yeah, you know
Yeah.
what? That line, by the way. First thing I do when I get home, I'm gonna punch your mom in the face.
Basically,
Like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
Jesus.
Like, I know this is the 70s, but I guess this all flew in the 70s. You know, it was a different time.
Different
Yeah.
times, man.
Racism.
Tyreek Hill still flies.
Thank you. Yeah. Homophobia, spousal abuse. It all flew. It was fine.
Here's the other thing I noticed and thought of is, when did Hollywood turn from like cops just being complete bumbling worthless idiots
Yeah.
to
Murder machines.
trying to kill every person possible they like pull over? When was that switch?
Ooh, the 90s, Los
Maybe
Angeles, I'm thinking.
you think those LA riots that flipped the movie, like, oh,
Thinking
cops are
maybe.
bad. They're not these
Yeah.
Gomer Pyle motherfuckers.
It's
Yeah.
so funny watching like bumbling cops. It's just like,
It's
ah,
it is.
that's right. Those are our sheriffs.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't do that now for two reasons. Like, one, if you do that, you're gonna offend like cops and people who support cops. And two, you're gonna offend people who are like systematically abused by cops. So you literally like both. If you try to do a bumbling cop movie now, like you couldn't do it. Like, I mean, like Super Troopers and stuff like that are different, but you know what I mean. Like,
Just kind of a cop adjacent, real quick story.
yeah.
Today I'm driving home from the mall and I'm coming back from the Delta interchange thing or whatever. And this truck pulls in front of me because they don't want to be in the right lane because they're going straight. And he's got his windows down because the weather's nice and he's just smoking on something and whatever. I see cloud, I just figure it's a cigarette. And I realize very quickly that he's smoking like the devil's grass.
Rolling
And
a doobie.
he's straight up smoking marijuana. And
Whoa.
he takes two big hits, throws it, and then he lights up a cigarette to get rid of it. And all I see on the back of his car is this like 17 inch by 18 inch vinyl sticker of Back to Blue.
Yeah.
Hey, bud, I don't think the blue would back you on this one. I just found it rather ironic.
Hey, bro, buzz driving is drunk driving.
Is drunk driving.
Thank you. Thank you.
And the
Somebody.
weed smelled terrible, by the way, guy.
Some skunk ass, some
The
skag.
skunk.
That's inexcusable. Like
Yeah.
in 2025, it is inexcusable having bad weed. Like
Yeah.
figure it out. Be a grown up. Cowboys love fat calves. I learned that in this movie. So that's a
I didn't
thing.
get that one. I didn't get that one.
I didn't get it either, but
I
I
would assume
learned
it
it.
means cowboys like thick gals.
Yeah, or
But
like
Sally,
maybe
not
it's
thick.
a joke about cows, because like actual cows are called calves too, like baby cows.
It's a play on words.
Yeah, very clever. Very clever. That's why they got to go on and write Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Is that
Isn't that a
Whoopi?
Rolling Stones song?
It is a Rolling Stones song, but I think it's a
Yeah.
Whoopi
Whoopi
vehicle.
Goldberg
Yeah.
vehicle. It absolutely is. Yeah.
With Bert, I believe also.
Ooh, good question. I don't know. I don't think so. I know Parent Trap and Father of the Bride didn't have Burt Reynolds in them.
It did
So,
not.
no. All right.
When do you think they stopped calling cops Smokies after this movie?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of
Think it
stuff said in this movie that
that
I
stuck. You
don't think
think stuck.
lasted much beyond this movie. Like,
But
I
how
don't.
big of a boon was the CB radio fad after this movie? Did everyone go get a CB radio? And
I think so.
yeah, they
Yeah. Like,
must have.
people had pickup trucks, like, and they would have their CB
People
radio
just
in
have
them.
them in like
And
their room.
yeah. Well, that's what
Yeah.
I'm saying is like, they would
Yeah.
have one in the truck and then one in their, like, kitchen
Yeah.
and be like, hey, woman, you better have my dinner ready by the time I get home. Sorry. I don't know why
No,
I'm
like probably
talking
like
like that.
10 years ago, I went to Montana with the wife to visit some of her family, and they lived a very Montana lifestyle.
Well, is there cell service? I mean, that might be your
They
legit
all had
reason.
CB radios, and they all
Yeah.
were whatever double wide I fucking went to. They all had like the police like scanner
Scanner.
on and the CB radios, and I was like, Jesus Christ,
Now,
find something to do.
why did they have the police scanner on? Were they trying to like help the police or
No, they
avoid the
just wanted to
police?
hear.
They're just bored. It's
Just want
like
to
just
know. Just want
bored.
to know if a minority came into town or
Yeah,
not.
I'm like, who are we talking about? Is this family members?
No, well, I mean, they're all, I think at this point, they're all, they might all be dead.
Oh, okay. Did
They're all dead. Did you
good
guys
for
find it
them,
interesting
honestly.
for a movie that's supposed to be taking place in Atlanta, Georgia, how few black people there are in this movie?
There were a few. The cook and the guy who was friends
There
with the
was
cook.
the one sheriff, and then the guys that owned the, oh, what they call every like little diner place where you could get a
Ooh,
puke and
oh,
something. Was it like a puke and something or like a,
yeah. Oh
yeah.
shit. Damn it, that's gonna bug me. I know what you mean though.
The lingo that came out of this movie was top tier.
Very, very creative. I don't know if it was
Puke,
like,
puking, puking. Ah.
yeah.
You still working at that puke and go or whatever? Yeah.
Yep. We're not gonna remember it before the end of this podcast, and everybody listening is gonna be like, oh, you guys are fucking
You
idiots.
fucking idiots.
You fucking
I
moron.
had time to Google it, you fucking dumb shits.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you shit on the 80s all the time of just being like gross?
I do not.
You said eight. You
I
always
say
said
that.
80s.
That's
Oh, is that you
my
that said it?
opinion. Yeah.
I
The
do.
eight,
I do.
the
I do.
80s, the everything in the 80s was dirty and every person was ugly. Like,
Baseball in the 80s sucked.
yes.
Except for George Brett.
And AstroTurf was everywhere. It's awful.
I'm gonna go on the. I'm gonna say the mid and late 70s weren't much better. The
Of course
cars were
not.
shitty. The towns were shitty. The
Yeah.
people were shitty.
Were the
Yeah.
cars shitty? I
The
feel like the cars were
cars were
good.
pretty cool. Yeah,
I think the
cars were
cars are pretty
cool.
cool.
Other than Bandits, GM, everyone, all the old cop cars. Man, those things weighed like
Oof.
7 tons. How are they catching anybody?
Well, did you see
Yeah.
what the war he went through? And it just kept, it was like an Energizer bunny. Come, that car kept going and going and going.
It's like
Yeah,
the
that car
I will it might
as a
go
callback to Thursday's podcast, because today is Sunday, clearly.
obviously.
The cop car was definitely given a 29-minute effort.
I guess this is what happens when you manufacture things in America. You could beat them to death and they'll still keep going. They
It's
might go
funny.
f
It's funny you say that, because I was gonna bring up the Top Gear episode where they had the Toyota pickup truck and they like dropped it off a building and hit it with a they let the tide come in and it was completely underwater in salt water and they got it to start up again.
Why? All
Reminded me
right.
of that.
Little political rant here. People are complaining so
Against the
much.
Japanese?
Huh? No.
Where are you
Oh,
going with this,
it's gonna be
Steve?
pro-Japanese. It's people want to bring back fucking American cars, make everything made in America. Why? They fucking suck.
They've
I
always been
only
bad.
want foreign cars. I don't want American cars. They are terrible cars. Unless it was from the 50s and 60s. That's when American cars were good. It was 70 years ago. They haven't made a good car in 70 years.
Yeah.
The Trans Am might have been the last great car of America.
Not a big Corvette guy, huh?
Corvettes are terrible.
They're
The
not
new
great.
Chargers are stupid. The old Chargers are fucking awesome.
American cars, I feel confident in saying, are ugly and worse
Very much worse.
than other countries' cars. Like, they just are. Like, Germany has us beat. Japan obviously has us beat. Like, it's just.
You know how many miles I could put on my 1991 Honda Accord? Probably 750,000 miles, and I
Billion.
probably would only need to change the oil once.
I get crap for my Prius. This Prius is probably gonna last forever. Like, it's a Toyota.
The
Toyotas
batteries
last
ain't.
forever. That's it. Just
Yeah.
the battery. The batteries are cheaper now, so fuck it. I can just get a new one.
Yeah, I guess this might have been the last hurrah for the great American car, this movie.
The 1977 Pontiac
Yep.
Trans Am. There you go. All right, we gotta grade this thing. So thank you, Charles, in our Discord for this movie. What are we gonna rate it out of?
We're gonna range it out of five.
Let's do five.
The number of minorities they showed in it, good number.
I'm giving this movie a four. This movie's fun. I don't care. The plot's stupid. It's a dumb movie. It just is a dumb movie,
Very dumb.
but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every second of this movie.
4.25, just because we got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
Oh, I only heard that song like 45 times, so thanks for bringing it up again. Yeah.
So this movie is a 3.5, but because that song is in it is a 4.25, because it's maybe the greatest movie
Long way
made
to
song there
go,
is.
short time to get there. I've been rolling, never,
Watch
never, never
Old
home.
Bandit Run.
Watch Old
Watch old
Bandit
Bandit
Run.
Run. I like when he looks at the camera too. Like he broke the third wall a
He broke
little
it.
bit.
Fourth wall. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fourth
Yes,
wall
he did.
broke
Fourth
it.
wall. Fourth wall. Yeah.
That was his thing. That was his
Yeah,
thing,
Burt
man.
Reynolds, man. It's Burt Reynolds. He can do what he wants.